It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. And I really don't know what day it is, what time it is. I have been getting very little sleep. And it's one thing to come from Australia back to Canada, but it's another to be on call 24/7 right now. I've been on call 24/7 always, but I don't get called as much to do the cosmic and global work as I do right now. I feel like I'm just constantly on call and being woken up. So I think last night I slept from 9 to 1. I got to sleep till 1. The night before was 11:30 I woke up. So that was interesting. So coming back, I'm a little bit disoriented, but I also feel that there's a real global disorientation happening too, where there's just so many shifts and so many changes happening right now. The ground beneath us is shaking, the global energies are surging, and there's new energies coming every day, pretty much. There's new energies available to us. The energies are constantly changing, the frequencies are consciously shifting. So there's not a lot of time to get your footing. So my best advice is don't try. Don't try and get your footing. Just do your best to hold steady. Just hold steady right now. That's all we can do. And there is a beautiful invitation to get out in nature, to stand on the grass, get on the beach, stand in the soil, whatever you can do. And if you don't have access to those kinds of things, or it's not easy for you, then get a patch of grass and bring it in your house, or two big river stones, or just stones that you can step on and put your feet on to help you with some earthing, some grounding will help. But just don't expect to feel as grounded as you normally would, say a month ago or 2 months ago or before, recognizing that everything is shifting and it's okay. It's going to be a little bit wobbly for a little while. And it's going to be challenging sometimes to feel clear about the energy and how to navigate it. And just when you get used to it, just when you get acclimatized to it, a new wave will come and rock things again. So that's just the nature of what's happening right now. That's kind of what March is all about. So we can settle in and just accept that this is what it is. And if you can accept it and roll with it and not resist it, then you'll actually be able to find peace with it. Now, today I'm really feeling just to dive right in and just to sink in with all of you and see if we can create a field of resonance with our heart and hold the intention for peace, for unity, for a shift in consciousness, we're constantly shifting our consciousness, but there's an invitation right now to shift into alignment, to shift into resonance, to shift into that unity consciousness, and to be love in action, to be messengers of love and beacons of peace right now, because the world really needs that. So let's sink in and see where we go. And just rest your eyes closed. And we'll take a couple deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just let the breath fall out of your mouth with a bit of a sigh or ah sound. Just landing in this moment and using your breath to really anchor you here and now. I've been feeling a lot of heaviness today as I was tuning into the collective consciousness. So let's just lift some of that heaviness if you're experiencing it, or whether you are or not, we'll lift it anyways. Lifting some of that heaviness and placing it on a beautiful platter. And this platter represents healing, potential, represents awakening, represents pure love. And as we place that heaviness, we lift the burdens off our back. We lift the weight or the sense of responsibility. As more and more of us are feeling that calling in our heart to show up in a way that humanity needs right now. We're showing up for humanity, for the collective consciousness, but we're also showing up for ourselves. This is for you as well as it's for Mother Earth, it's for humanity, it's for the animal kingdom, it's for nature, it's for all of creation, and it's for you. It's for me, it's for you, it's for all of us. So, as you open up to allow this experience to flow into your field in whatever way you need it, open up to receive as wide as you can. Soften your heart. Open up to receive. And a willingness to receive some renewed energy. Regenerative energy. And for those of you who need a bit of a rest, some restful energy. And healing doesn't always have to be about digging deep and jackhammering everything out. Sometimes healing is resting. Resting is healing. So, for some of you, you're going to feel inspired to take action, to stand up, to do something, to say something, to feel something. And others are going to be inspired to rest. Just lay back and rest. Resting in the arms of your divine source. Resting in a blanket of love. Invitation to bring your awareness into your heart center, the center of your chest. Inviting that energy to expand from within your source point, eternal, boundless. Renewable. The beautiful source point within you has everything you need and even more than you can ever imagine. So imagine you could breathe and allow whatever needs to come pouring in through the source point within you, pouring into your heart space. Pouring into your body, flowing through your veins, your bones, your fascia, filling all the spaces within and around your physical beingness. Blasting out or neutralizing any External interference in your field. Take some deep breaths. Imagine as this energy flows through you, it's cleansing and purifying, but it's also renewing, regenerating. Imagine it bringing a little spark into each of your cells. And that spark ignites a flame. An energy, but also a purifying flame. Energizing your cells, energizing your DNA, your mitochondria. Beautiful community within you of cells, organisms, microbiome. There's also a beautiful space, lots of space, more space than you realize within the physical body. Filling the space with this light, with this energy. Breathing and receiving, breathing and allowing it to move through you in all directions, to fill all the structures and the spaces in between of your entire physical body. Including your brain, your eyes, your face, your jaw, your ears. Moves in and out with the breath. All the while you're allowing, opening, softening. Resting in this energy. This is your unique recipe direct from your source point within you. Exactly what you need in this moment. I'm just letting this beautiful energy and these energy of the flame coming through your energy field now as well. So it's filled your body, it's moving through all the spaces within and around you. Starting to cleanse and purify your energy field, all the layers from your physical body out to the oneness layer. Feeling your mind soften and your heart expand. Letting your energy centers, your chakras activate. Align. Amplify. Deep breaths in and out. Letting your breath carry you deeper and deeper and deeper. As you connect and expand with the true essence of who you are. The essence of source, of divine love. Honoring your unique expression of our divine source. You are a unique energy signature, the perfect recipe Some more deep breaths. To your heart space. Imagine you could drop deep into that source point. Imagine you could almost fold yourself fully into it. Folding yourself in, inward. Imagine you could connect to creation folded within you, within your source point, in the center of your heart. In the center of your heart center. All of creation is folded within you, and you are folded within it. This is your inner connection to the field of oneness. And imagine as you fold yourself into that source point, you could meet yourself. Meet your divine self. Your divine self is all-knowing, in full remembrance. of why you're here, of what you need in every moment. Here to guide you, to lead you, to direct you, to send you messages, signals, signposts, to light the path in front of you, to drop the breadcrumbs on your path to guide you. Everything you need, precisely when you need it. Your divine self is always there, always present, always connected. It's within the humanness that we disconnect. It's within the humanness that we perceive the disconnection, because we can never really truly disconnect from our source. We connect, consciously connect, intentionally connect. And we reach out to our divine self. We ask for guidance through our heart. That's the bridge between the two, between our humanness and our divinity. The bridge is the heart. As you tune into the heart for guidance, you will receive what you need. With divine timing. And sometimes there's what you think you need, or what you think you want, or what you think should happen, or what you believe is possible or not possible. All of that occurs at the level of the mind. And we are shifting out of the mind, the mental capacity, and moving into heart consciousness, heart-led living, life by divine. Living from the pure heart, connected to a divine knowing. Knowing that goes beyond logic and reason, knowing that goes beyond all limitations or perceptions that the mind holds, all limits that are programmed in the mind. The conscious heart, the divine heart, is boundless, eternal, all-knowing, deeply connected to a wisdom and guidance that serves all, including you. In order to fully embrace and embody this knowing, we must forgive our beliefs, forgive our thoughts, the ideas, preferences, human agenda. And in exchange, we receive divine knowing. And when we tap into knowing, we know without the need for a belief. Belief is a choice to adopt something, an idea, a perception, a knowing goes beyond that. The heart and the knowing within the heart is key now. It's the key. We don't need to fully abandon the mind, but we definitely need to choose to let the heart lead, to bring the heart in the driver's seat, let it guide and lead us and direct us. And there may be times where you're going to be guided to do something or say something or to take some form of inspired action that may stretch your mind, that may cause resistance at the level of the mind, that may bring fear up within you. And the invitation would be to follow the heart no matter what, to trust the guidance above all, and to allow that deep knowing to override your fear, or to give you enough courage and strength to take inspired action in spite of the fear. Your divine self has a perspective that in your humanness you can't possibly see, sense, or understand. Understanding is at the level of the mind, so we give just enough of an understanding so that the mind comes along and we tap into the knowing in the heart. And again, when you're really in touch with that knowing, you just know there's no need for belief or thought. You know on such a deep soul level. Recently, when I had a break in consciousness and I just kept hearing the words, I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do now. That knowing came on such a deep level that it penetrated my entire being. It penetrated the mind and penetrated all the cells and filled the spaces all around and in between. That knowing is there within you. And it's the filters of forgetfulness or the programming in our mind that keeps us feeling separate from it, to keep it in a blind spot, to keep it out of our conscious awareness. But the time to remember is now. Opening the mind to allow the remembrance, or opening your heart so wide that your commitment to remember overrides your resistance and your fear. Deep breath. The invitation now is to bring in the energy of wonderment. Wonderment is a great state of being, is a good mindset to allow an opening in the mind to explore, to experience, to allow. When we're in a state of wonder, there's no need for judgment because we're using the mind in a way to really expand and use our imagination. So it unlocks possibility at the level of the mind, which then allows the knowing or allows the remembrance to come in. So if you're willing and curious to explore the exercise of wonderment to open the mind and create an invitation for the heart to expand into remembrance even more, to say yes, thank you. Take a deep breath. And then as we go through, just allow the first feeling, sense, image, memory, sensation. Well, let whatever pop in. Be wide open to anything and attached to nothing. So we can begin with the idea of the mind and what's happening at the level of the mind. Creating space in the mind is helpful. Some of you may already be in that space where there's very little thoughts or no thoughts. Others may be watching the thoughts and they're coming like speedy thoughts coming or constant. So bringing in wonderment, the exercise of wonderment, you can say, I wonder what thought I'll have next. And then you could do it again. I wonder what thought I'll have next. What you're doing with that is creating an opening in the mind to just be open to allow whatever thought to drop in because you're in that space of wonderment. You're not thinking about what thought will come next. You're wondering what thought. Expanding a little bit more with the exercise of wonderment, you can ask or state, I wonder what it would feel like to remember the truth of who I am. And open up to any feeling. Don't look for the remembrance, look for the feeling of how it would feel to remember. And that could be a physical feeling or an emotional feeling. I wonder what it would feel like to be at peace in this moment. To really truly embody peace. And as you're in that energy of wonderment, you can be open to the experience. I wonder what it would feel like to be at peace. I am open to experiencing peace now. I wonder what it would feel like to remember my oneness, to experience my oneness. I wonder what that would feel like, look like, taste like, be like. I wonder what oneness would be like for me in this moment, right here, right now. I wonder what it would feel like to have way more courage than fear. I wonder what it would feel like and what my life would be like if fear didn't exist. If it all dissolved away, if I was just standing in divine strength and courage, I wonder what that would feel like. And you can ask for a felt experience of standing in divine strength and courage without fear, to be fearless. What would that feel like? What would that look like? What would it feel like physically, emotionally, energetically? And you can do this exercise with anything. I wonder how my body would feel if it were 100% healthy, vibrant, capable of supporting me in everything, in every moment. I wonder how much love I could feel if I wasn't afraid to love. I wonder how much love could fill my heart and expand in all directions if I truly just let myself embody the truth of who I am. I wonder how that would feel and what my life would be like if I was leading from love, if I was love in action, if I was a messenger of love, but also a receiver of love. I wonder what it would feel. What it would feel like to have my heart wide open without fear, without worry, without concern. Just love, pure love. Deep breath. Feeling into the energy of gratitude, appreciation for the insights, the experiences, the feelings, the sensations you had through this exercise. And all we did was simply invite the energy of wonderment. Mixed with curiosity and openness and willingness. Wonder what the world would look like if everyone was in this state. Everyone adopted this way of being. I wonder how different the world would be if we all led from love. If we all came from a pure heart. And if everything we did, every action we took, every word we spoke, every moment. I wonder how different the world would be if we all came from love. If we all chose love consciously, purposefully, intentionally. If love was the force that animated us in our humanness, the world would change in an instant, in a holy instant. That is the world I choose. And I choose it first within myself. I choose it first within my heart. I choose it first within my own mind, my own beingness. And then I extend it out in all directions from there. In every moment, I hold that same intention. To let love be the energy that animates me within my human life classroom. And when I meet fear in the world, I meet it with love so that love expands. And if I forget, I forgive myself. Because that's a choice for love. And when I remember, I celebrate, because that expands the energy of love. This is not about doing it perfectly, it's about choosing it in every moment. Never underestimate the power of a choice for love. Love is a powerful force for change. It's a powerful force that can unify us. And if we see the fear out in the world, don't take the bait. You can see it. You can look upon it and witness it, but don't take the bait. Don't bring your fear to the table. Don't add fear. Don't meet fear with fear, because fear will expand. Meet fear with love so that love expands. And the more of us that do that, the more we join in a morphic field, a unified field of love, and that expands and amplifies. And the more of us that join with that same energy and plug into that same intentional field, the greater the field becomes, the more amplified the field becomes, the greater impact the field has. Yes, you on your own, one choice for love has an impact, but together, united, that impact becomes even more powerful, even more impactful. And as you extend love out into the world, it comes back to you a hundredfold. So be open to receive it. Love from self, love from others, love from the morphic field that we're creating, this field of unification, peace, compassion. Love for Mother Earth, for humanity. Love for nature, animals, all living beings, all of creation. When you become a messenger of love, even if you're just showing up as love and you're remaining silent, you don't even need to speak. Sometimes you may be guided to speak, but there may be times where you're just guided to show up as love. Just be as embodied with love as you can. Send love to your cells. Send love to your microbiome, your guts. Send love to your own heart. Send love to any aspects of your body that are tense or tight. Send love toward any fear you hold. Send love to your mind. There is no enemy within us. We don't need to fight and battle with ourselves. Love your body. Love your mind. Just because you love your mind doesn't mean you put it in the driver's seat. Let your mind become the passenger. Let your heart lead. Let love be your guide and the beacon that you transmit out into the world and into yourself. I wonder what it would feel like to fully, wholly, and completely love myself, all aspects of myself. Bring in the exercise of wonderment in whatever you need, in whatever way will support you in shifting out of fear, out of density, clearing the discordant energy and coming into resonance in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your energy field, in your life. I wonder what it would feel like if I cleared all the clutter that represents fear in my life. I wonder how much that would free me up to embody love even more deeply, even more fully and completely. And tuning back into your heart space. Now that we've created this beautiful opening, this wildly curious mindset of wonderment, I wonder what my heart is calling me toward at this moment. And you might find your deepest heart's calling coming through, or you might find a calling in the heart that's different than perhaps what you thought, or perhaps it is what you've been ignoring or resisting, or perhaps it's something you've been yearning for. In this moment, I wonder what my deepest heart's calling is. I'm willing to see it, feel it, know it now. Whatever message you receive it with gratitude. And keeping in the mind, the messages will come in whatever way they can reach you, the path of least resistance. May come through my words today. It may come through a magazine headline. It might come through a song, lyrics of a song. It could come in any way. It might just drop in randomly as you're in the shower. It might come in as a feeling, a knowing that comes in as an emotional feeling. And sometimes those knowing, that deep knowing can come in, and we're not even able to articulate it with words. So sometimes it's just a deep feeling, a sense of knowing that goes beyond words, logic, and reason. Ask one more question here. Asking the heart, what do I need to know now? What am I meant to remember now? Whatever you receive, thank it for coming. Thank you for the insight, the guidance, the feelings, the sensations, whatever it is. Thank you. I offer this back to my heart. And I ask that you guide me and lead me in the moment. If there's something I'm meant to do, show me in the moment. Thank you for the insights. Thank you for the remembrance. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And opening your heart, your mind, and your hands for a blessing. May you invite the energy of wonderment and curiosity to be your new set point. May you move through your day with a wide open mind and an even wider heart. Open, receptive, able to receive, but also able to extend love. May your heart be so wide open that you feel the love within you and around you cascading through all aspects of your being, flowing through all aspects of your body, mind, and energy field. May you continue to feel that deep connection to your source and let your divine self lead you through your heart, moment to moment, one step at a time, one breadcrumb at a time. With every breath, remembering the truth of who you are. And so it is. You can put your hand on your chest, on your sternum, and just a little heartbeat thump thump as we say, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. As you slowly bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings, bring this feeling, this remembrance, this experience with you, as much of it as it's willing to come along, recognizing that the moment you open your eyes, there may be a filter that suddenly shows up, and the mind suddenly does something, and that's okay. You can bless the mind. You can bless yourself. Meet yourself with love, patience, compassion. And just notice how you feel now compared to the beginning of the call. Take a little imprint of that, recognizing that you can bring yourself back to this feeling and perhaps listening back to this process might help you reconnect to that feeling again. But just know that eventually you can get there yourself. I'm here to empower you to do this for yourself. I'm not here for you to rely on me, although I'm here as your mighty companion, happy to provide some tools and ideas. But these are all just tools that point you in the direction that ultimately you will take yourself. You will find that space within you, that deep remembrance, that deep connection to your source. And as you practice, it becomes more and more your second nature again. You were born naturally connected. We're programmed to forget, we're programmed to disconnect. So this process of remembering, that's what healing is all about, is just remembering. Remembering that we're not broken and we don't need to be fixed, that there's nothing wrong with us. that we're whole, complete, perfect. And we're all capable of having a relationship with our divine self and allowing our true essence to beam through us unapologetically. It's time. No more hiding. Shine bright like the beacons of light that you are. Be the messengers of love, even if you're silent. It has an impact. You have an impact. Your presence has an impact. I thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. I see you. I honor you. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.